Okay, so this is actually part two of the last interview. For some reason, the app cut out whenever my wife received a phone call on her phone and wouldn't let me add anything else onto it. So we're just going to make a part two because the last interview was already 25 minutes. So we're going to pick up from the last question, which is, what is something that you have learned about yourself since becoming a mom? And you were already telling me about a
Mess.
mess. That
Yeah.
mess is good sometimes.
No, I never said it was good.
I said it's good sometimes. It's
Mess.
okay sometimes,
It's
sorry.
okay.
There you go, that's listening.
Mess is never good. No. That mess is okay sometimes, and to let it go. And I think I was trying to say that I don't even like changing my clothes as often as I've had to with the messiness of, now a toddler, but a baby that spits up on your nice church blouse. Like, that happened one time, and I got really mad. I'm like, these were just washed, and then, staining their cutest baby outfits. Not the ones that we don't care about. They just stained the nice, like, fancy ones that we got for gifts or
Oh my
whatever.
gosh.
So, and being able to let those things go and to just kind of roll with the messy punches. Yeah, that's something I've learned about myself as a mom, right?
Yeah, that
That I
mess is
didn't,
okay
yeah,
sometimes.
and that I didn't also realize how much mess bothered me. That's what
Yeah.
I really learned.
There you
Okay.
go. All right. So this is the part where I change things up and I ask myself the question of, what you mean to me. I think anything I record in the time that is allowed is going to not do this justice. I mean, I am married to you. You are my wife. But one thing that you mean to me is that your promise to always continue to grow. To give a little bit of backstory to anyone's listening, days before we were married, Laura and I were continuing to have some intense discussions, and we were rightfully kind of scared and discerning. And what we came up to was the conclusion that we made the promise to each other that we will always continue to grow for ourselves and for each other. And that's one thing that we have continued to do in our marriage. And one of the strongest things to me is, in our relationship, is that it is never stagnant in the fact that we never feel hopeless for too long. We always made the promise to each other that we will grow. If my wife is acting out, if I act out, we know that it's not indefinite because we're going to do those hard steps to grow. Counseling, talking to friends, just searching for that answer, that key to make our marriage better. And I know I've tried really hard, and my wife has tried so much harder as well, just to keep that promise. And that is why she is such a strong woman and such an amazing wife, is what she means to me is hope. And that's a very difficult thing to grasp in this life. Also change, let alone change, but seeing it happen again and again, I can safely say that this isn't the woman that I married because she's changed for the better throughout just the 3 years that we've been married. And I hope she can say vice versa about me. And so that's what she means to me is hope. And I believe that concludes this interview. I appreciate anyone listening. Thank you.
Thank you.